It is quite extraordinary that Western countries for over three decades have been applying all sorts of pressure against the country. They've tried to help Saddam Hussein in his war against the Iranian people. They provided him with weapons of mass destruction to slaughter ordinary Iranians, the British, the French, the Germans, the Americans, the same countries that supposedly support human rights. And the sanctions now, the brutal, the sanctions that are supposed to be
right, Mr. Marandi, I'm sorry to jump in here. I'll just interrupt you there because the speech by President Ahmadinejad has just started. We'll come back to Mr. Marandi, but now let's take a listen to what's being said there by President Ahmadinejad.
This occasion is concurrent with the birth anniversary of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, and Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, I have to congratulate this to the great nation of Iran and also the human community in the world, all the prophets and the Prophet of Islam, that has been the pinnacle of all prophets and has stands in the highest point and has come to help humanity reach the point of perfection. And this universe has been created for the sake of humans. There are two major objectives for the missions of the prophets. The first objective is human perfection and spiritual perfection. The prophets have come to guide humans and to promote humanity, bringing humans to the point of God's successor. And the second mission of the prophets is to guide the humans for having a pure life and a happy life in this world. And these two missions will bring about prosperity in this world and the hereafter. The materialization of these two basic objectives is based contingent upon several factors. The first factor is monotheism and worshipping God. The prophets initially have invited humans to monotheism because all beauties and divine and human values and also all the blessings can be attained through monotheism and worshipping God Almighty. Monotheism and freedom are two sides of the great Islamic revolution of Iran, became victorious and took shape with such ideals and objectives. The Islamic revolution of Iran has the same nature of the movement of the Prophet of Islam, that is monotheism, justice, knowledge, affection, and prosperity for all. The Islamic revolution has never sought to create an empire to dominate others. The revolution is not aimed at seeking superiority over others. It is aimed at monotheism, justice, affections, science, knowledge, and happiness. It is for, it belongs to all humans and nations. This is the spirit of the revolution, and this is the ideal and the basis of which the revolution has taken shape. And also attaining the real and genuine ideals of this revolution requires maintaining this spirit and objectives and ideals. Preserving this revolution requires virtue, divine virtue, and also continued resistance and steadfastness. The Islamic revolution of Iran, like all the movements led by divine prophets, prepares the grounds and paves the way for the last movement, for the revolution that has to emerge and fill the world with justice. And the revolution must think about this mission and also make planning for its materialization and take action in line with this sublime goal. I announce that this is a summary of the message by the Iranian nation, the late Imam, and also the message by the leader of the Islamic revolution, and this, and that the Iranian nation will not be diverted even an inch from this right path. The nation will not be diverted an inch, even an inch, from this right path. In the past 33 years, we have had considerable achievements that can be presented to humanity and history. The unique independence and also the unique unity, integrity, and the universal approach and dignity, self-reliance and courage are just some of the achievements of the Iranian nation, the progress of the Iranian nation in different arenas have been miraculous, and also this has led others to praise the Iranian nation. In the past 33 years, during the hard and difficult times, and despite pressures exerted by the enemies, we have managed to attain considerable achievements, particularly in recent years, that we have experienced greater pressures by the enemies, and we have witnessed the increasing hostilities. You see that the achievements of the Iranian nations have considerably increased. I want to mention some of these achievements. In the scientific field, we are witnessing prosperity and considerable scientific progress. Speaking of the number of universities, the number of students, research centers, and also scientific achievements, I'm going to mention a couple of figures. Prior to the revolution, we had maximum 300 scientific articles every year during the third development plan. During 5 years, this figure reached 12,000 articles. And in the fourth plan, during 5 years, the number of scientific articles registered in international circles exceeded the figure of 34,800 articles. Today, in advanced sciences, we have a lot to say in nanotechnology. 6 years ago, we stood in the 37th position, and today we stand in the 12th position. And in the region, we stood in the 6th place, and today, with the grace of God and efforts by the scientists, we stand in the 1st place. And in biotechnology, we stood in the 33rd position, and we have right now we stand in the 14th position, and also today we stand in the 1st place in the region. Many sophisticated types of medicines are manufactured in Iran, and some of them are, and a portion of it is exported overseas. In the next 3 or 4 years, our scientific position in these sectors will reach the 5th or 6th position in the world. In the past few years, 48 medical faculties have been established, and instead of dispatching patients overseas, great number of patients are referred to Iran for treatment, travel to Iran for treatment. In the aerospace field, you see in the 4 sections, Iran is proceeding and making progress directly with the help of Iranian scientists, and we have manufactured satellite, and also we have satellite carriers. We are manufacturing them domestically. Also, the launching pad has been domestically manufactured, and also the equipment and also the land control stations have been domestically manufactured. 2 or 3 years ago, OMID satellite was launched, and then there was a research satellite, and recently there's a surveying satellite, Navid El Mosanad satellite, that has been manufactured by university professors and students, has sent the first transparent images from important places in the world, and we have these images at our disposal right now.
Inshallah.
With the grace of God, in the next few years and in the near future, Millat-e-Iran satellite, meaning the satellite of Iranian nation, will be put into orbit, 36,000 kilometers orbit. It will be put in the orbit. Now, in the nuclear domain, we have the whole world has witnessed that the hegemonic powers have tried to put pressure on us. They have exerted different types of pressures in order to prevent the Iranian nation from acquiring the nuclear knowledge. But today you see that the Iranian nation has become nuclear and can supply many of its meet many of its demands, and hopefully in the near future, with the grace of God, all the Iranian nation's demands will be met by Iranian scientists, and God willing, in the next few days the whole world will witness the inauguration of several major achievements in the nuclear domain. Many other major accomplishments have been made, including the implementation of Article 44 of the Constitution. That has been a major development in the Iranian economy, also handing over the shares of justice shares to over 40 million Iranians, and also 5 million that are under study and planning. And also another accomplishment was the implementation of the targeted subsidy plan, and that has in fact directed the Iranian nation towards prosperity, progress and justice. That has, let me just present you a couple of figures in this regard. You're aware that during a year, only in the petrol consumption, more than $15 billion, we have saved more than $15 billion, and the Iranian nation will benefit from this in order to just contribute to the country's prosperity, and also reducing the economic social distances. The economic social distances have been reduced, and we have an index, an economic index that indicates the economic distance between different strata of the society. So as the index moves towards zero, this means that the society has got closer to an economic balance and has moved towards justice. If it moves towards number one, that is absolute discrimination, and this means very wide economic gaps in different social classes. And the implementation of this plan, this has moved this index towards 0.37, so this has been a major accomplishment during a year. Till last year, we had to import petrol, but today I'm announcing proudly that today we are amongst the major exporters of petrol and diesel engine fuel in the world. As far as non-oil exports are concerned, that indicates the economic activities and also production in the country, and also the country's movement towards progress. There has been a miracle occurring. Prior to the revolution, $500 million, we had $500 million of non-oil exports every year. In 1383 Iranian calendar, the figure reached $7.5 billion, and I am announcing proudly today that this year our non-oil exports during 10 months has exceeded the figure of $35 billion. Until the end of the year, God willing, it will exceed the figure of $43 billion. And imports have come under control, and during 10 months, the country's imports had experienced a 5% reduction. And today, the most active and successful stock exchange that indicates economic prosperity is the stock exchange of the Islamic Republic of Iran. In minimizing the size of the government during these years, the whole government has experienced 10% minimization of its size, but in the past, the government, the size of the government was expanding. So four ministries, and we have tried to actually attach more significance to the public purse. And even though there may be some cases of extravagance, I'm proudly announcing that the government of the Islamic Republic of Iran is the purest and the most clean government throughout the world. In the housing sector, there has been a major development. When you take a look at the figures related to housing construction, many economic managers and politicians in the world are surprised. Initially, they do not believe this, but when they come and visit, they gradually come to realize these achievements. A head of state, one of the heads of states that has a contract to construct 20,000 housing units, he believed that it's a major achievement. And when a group came to visit Iran's projects, first they visited the housing construction project, and our colleagues took them to a major project, and they are going to construct, for example, 7,000 housing units or 8,000 housing units there. When they just visited the project and they saw 140,000 housing units being constructed by Iranian contractors. In the recent years, 1,400,000 housing units in rural areas have been renovated, and it's 12 times more than the projects in the similar periods in the past. And also major electricity project, power plant projects, and the water projects have been more than 25,000 megawatts of electricity generation have been added to our capacities in the field of electricity generation. I'm proudly announcing today we are one of the major exporters of electricity in the region. And also, industrial investments have been made till 1357 Iranian calendar. Only 688 billion tumans of industrial investments were made. Until 1384, 21,000 billion tumans, and from that year till today, more than 100,000 billion tumans of industrial investments have been made in the agriculture sector and the processing of products. Great deal of achievements have been made. Also, speaking of the government's provincial tours have contributed to further unity and national solidarity and unity. And also, the government's decisions have been directed towards people's requirements and needs, administration of justice and prosperity of the whole country. The capabilities, the approaches, and also the capabilities of the government have tried to focus on different parts of the country. To name other accomplishments is the establishment of the National Development Fund. In the past 50 years, every year, the oil revenues have been spent, and in some years even there was a need for borrowing money in order to make up for the government's costs. Since last year, a fund has been established in the country with the help of the parliament. It's the National Development Fund. 20% of the oil revenue was deposited in the fund, and from the second year there will be a 3% increase to this figure. I want to tell you that for the first time in the country's history, last year and this year, the government has deposited more than $30 billion in this fund for creating employment opportunities, for creating jobs, and for the development of the country.
و بدون این پول کشور را
and has run the affairs of the country without using this money. In the global arena, the Iranian nation has been inspiring and influential, the active presence, and also adopting an approach based on justice and power for global peace and security. The Iranian nation has managed to change the discourse of hegemony in the world, the discourse of materialism, selfishness, and justifying arrogance. The Iranian nation has managed to change this discourse to the discourse of monotheism and justice. When you go to any part of the world today, and you speak with the people of different parts of the world, you see they demand monotheism, justice, freedom. Another accomplishment was breaking and crushing the new modern idol, the arrogant powers, those who sought slavery and the colonialists in order to dominate the world. They have created a new idol called the Zionist regime. And the spirit of this idol was a story called Holocaust. The Iranian nation, through its insight and courage, broke and crushed this idol and paved the way for the freedom of Western nations. Oh, dear people of Iran, these are just part of the achievements made by the great nation of Iran. We are, of course, in the starting point, and in order to attain our ideals, we should have divine virtue, we should foster unity and make efforts. I want to allocate the concluding part of my remarks to the ongoing situation in the world and also the ongoing situation in our region. First of all, I have to announce that as an undeniable principle, the Iranian nation, speaking of freedom, justice, progress, and also national sovereignty and dignity, the Iranian nation consider these as the right of all world nations and insists on such a divine right. All world nations have the right to live freely, to have dignity, to enjoy justice, and also to make progress and prosper and enjoy welfare and attaining this right must be accompanied with insight and hard work. I'm addressing all world nations. You should all be vigilant. Freedom and democracy cannot be attained through the bombardments and bullets fired by NATO. The intervention by arrogant powers and cannot bring the freedom to world nations. If they are spending a dollar, they expect hundreds of dollars. They want to plunder hundreds of dollars. Prior to any event in these countries, they plunder the mines, the resources. They divide these resources and the oil. And the oil resources all should know that the massacres will bring about nothing but animosity and hatred, and a person who falls down, that will lead to hatred and will endanger the future. The regional governments must be aware that the enemy is after creating discord. They want to save the Zionist regime, and they are after creating discord amongst governments and nations, and also amongst different religious schools of thought. They even want to create discord in a city, and they want to eliminate some by others, and later they want to eliminate those people as well. One is surprised. Why should it be this way? Some governments that have not even heard the word freedom, they have not pronounced the word freedom in the election, and you cannot find these words in their lexicons, and even in their countries, not even a single election has been held. They come together, and they, and with the help of the U.S., they prescribe freedom and election for others. They issue resolutions. On the one hand, this is very bitter. And on the other hand, it's the most ridiculous joke that one has heard in the course of history. I'm telling them, the only way for reforms is returning to the nations. That means respecting the right of nations. Otherwise, these governments that are supporting the U.S. and some European countries for saving the Zionist regime, and they are actually putting pressure on the resistance front and the freedom-seeking nations, they should know that tomorrow will be their turn. When there is the resistance front, the Americans pay attention to them. If the resistance front is harmed, these governments will be thrown away. All must pay attention. The U.S. and the West have shown that they just think about their own interests. They are not loyal friends, and they will sacrifice you. So you have to return to your nations, you have to return to your values, and return to the pure religion of the Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad. Blessings of God upon him and his progeny. All nations and politicians must be aware there are major developments unfolding. So the honesty of groups and personalities must be surveyed. What is the criterion? The criterion for surveying and assessing the honesty of political figures who want to be replaced, what is the criterion for that? The criterion next to the faith in God and purity, the criterion will be and is open opposition to the domineering policies of the U.S. and the West, and also in the region, and also the occupation of the Palestinian lands, and also the existence of the fake Zionist regime, because all these problems are due to the U.S. domination. It's due to the existence of the Zionist regime. I want to announce this here, that if someone came and said that I'm a supporter of nations, I'm a supporter of freedom, I'm a supporter of democracy, but if this very personal group gave in to the domination of the U.S. and the Zionist regime, and if he didn't oppose such a domination, and if had secret contacts, all must know that he is a big liar. All of our problems are due to the U.S. domination, and also the existence of the Zionist regime. All these dictatorships that exist in the region and the world have received the support of the U.S. and the Zionist regime. Today they have mobilized against Iran and the Iranian nation, and they are adopting a threatening tone and an insulting tone. I want to advise them, I want to give them advice to correct their methods, to study history, to study geography, to better understand the Iranian nation, to realize the Iranian nation's culture, capacity, and might. They should know that they are facing a glorious and historical nation. That is quite obvious that you oppose our progress. The whole world has realized this, that you oppose our progress, that the Westerners, the Americans, oppose our progress, and also they are using the nuclear issue as a pretext. They say they want to negotiate. Very well, we have always been prepared to negotiate within the framework of justice and respect. You are using different excuses every day. You gather together and issue a resolution. I'm explicitly announcing this. If they use the insulting and threatening tone, the Iranian nation will never surrender. The only option left is to comply with justice, respecting the rights of Iranian nation, and also returning to the negotiation table, and also making efforts for cooperation. Any other option will lead to your failure, will lead to the Westerners' failure and defeat. I advise the Westerners to stop interfering in the region, to stop supporting the Zionists. They are like a dilapidated vehicle. They are of no use for you. They have become just causing, they are making a great deal of cost for you. Why are you just supporting an occupying regime that is not even accepted by the people? Allow the Palestine to be liberated, and Quds be liberated, and the Palestinian nation, so that the Palestinian nation would enjoy its rights. So you have to be the friend of nations, and this is your benefit. There, probably by following these methods, you may just survive for the next 2 or 3 years. You may make some progress or have some achievements, but I am telling you honestly that there is the great awakening and there is a storm coming. The storm of global awakening is on its way, and if you don't join the nations, this storm will eradicate the roots of tyranny. This is to your benefit to join the nations. And the last word, the concluding part, is that till this day, the history of humanity has been filled with tyranny and oppression. And also we had Marxism and capitalism that engaged in oppressive measures in a larger scale that is not comparable to other historical junctures and eras. Oppression, tyranny, and plundering of other nations, they have tried to make this, bring theories and make different theories and I want to tell you that with the grace of God, such an era has come to an end. Marxism is gone, and also the sounds of the crushing of the bones of capitalism, and you can hear the sound of the crushing of the bones of capitalism in the world. The world is in need of new order, an order based on welfare, security, justice, and dignity. And based on such an order, all will have a role to play in global management, and this requires a new sovereignty and a new governance. Humans are universal, they are in need of universal management and universal governance, a governance that belongs to all nations, regardless of their color, race, and language, and so on. And at the same time, it respects all people. Humans are in need of governance based on monotheism, justice, knowledge, and affection. And at the same time, recognizes the dignity of all humans and nations. So, who should create such an order and governance? The ones who have nothing to do with kindness, can those who have nothing to do with justice and kindness, can they bring such values to the world? In your view, can the US head of state or the heads of some European states or the Zionists who are operating behind the scene, can they bring justice to the world? The answer is clear. Justice requires just rulers. On behalf of all freedom-seeking nations of the world, I want to announce that the alternative to unjust order and anti-human order of this world is nothing but a Mahdavi, perfect society of Mahdavi. The rule by the Imam of the time. He will come accompanied by Jesus and all the justice seekers. He will come and he will fill the world with justice and affection. He is a manifestation of justice. He is a perfect human being, an infallible human being that is a manifestation of kindness to humanity. He will come. And this is a historical ideal. This is a common point amongst all humans and a solution to all problems and historical hardships, and also bringing humanity to perfection and pure life. This reality is the pivotal, plays the pivotal role for unity, for all justice seekers and monotheists throughout the world. So we should press our hands and insist on monotheism, justice, and affection, and in this way contribute to the materialization of this objective and ideal. Allow me to commemorate the late Imam and the martyrs who led this movement
و اقیانوس مواج ملت ایران در سرتاسر سرزمین نور.
And I wish to thank all the people for their massive turnout across the country and also in Tehran. It's the time for azan, the call to prayers. I pray to God, oh God, help us in order to bring the Iranian nation and promote the Iranian nation and eliminate the impediments faced by the Iranian nation and save all the oppressed nations. And also grant us your blessings and grant your blessings to the nation of Iran and all other nations.
Live pictures from Azadi Square or Freedom Square here in Tehran. We're listening into the speech by President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Of course, now we're approaching the time of the Zohr prayers, so we're expecting these demonstrators to take part in the local prayer ceremony. But let's just give you an update of what was said there by President Ahmadinejad. Some of the few points that the president raised there in that speech, he said that Iran's Islamic revolution was about the ideal values that are universal, values like justice, he said, and progress and knowledge. He said that the Iranian nation will never be diverted from its path, even an inch. Iran, he said, has achieved independence, it's achieved unity, and it's made a lot of scientific and technological advances. During that speech, President Ahmadinejad referred to some of the achievements that have been made by Iran in various fields. He referred to Iran's progress in the scientific fields. He said that Iran has been seeing a growing number of universities and research centers established. He said that Iran has been manufacturing a lot of sophisticated medicines to be used in various fields. He said that right now Iran stands in the 12th positions in respect to scientific growth in the world and in the first position in the region. And also in other remarks that were made there by the Iranian president, he said that in the space field, of course, we know that Iran has managed to send up to 3 satellites into orbit, but he said in the near future, Iran is going to send yet another satellite into orbit, which will be named Millat-e-Iran, which literally means the Iranian nation. He also referred to the nuclear issue, something that has been causing a lot of concern for the international community, and Iran has been facing a lot of pressure on its nuclear activities. He said that the world should know that Iran is not prepared to give up its rights in the fields of nuclear technology and peaceful and civilian use of nuclear energy. He said that Iran believes in dialogue with the international community, but if that dialogue is equal, on equal grounds, and if the international community respects the rights of the Iranian nation and stops to threaten and stops the pressure but starts to cooperate. An announcement was also made by the Iranian president on the nuclear issue. He said that Iran has become nuclear despite all the pressures, and in fact, in the next few days, he said, we're going to inaugurate a number of projects in the nuclear field. Of course, he did not specify what those projects are going to be exactly, but he said that in the next few days we're going to find out about them. The latest remarks by the Iranian president Mahmoud Ahmadinejad here in Tehran in that speech delivered at Azadi Square. Again, let's just remind our viewers of what's been happening today, the 33rd anniversary of the victory of Iran's Islamic Revolution. People from across the city here in Tehran all gathering and demonstrating toward Azadi or Freedom Square. That's where the ceremonies were taking place. Before Mr. Ahmadinejad, we had a speech by Ismail Haniyeh, the Hamas official who's come all the way from Gaza. We're hearing up to 1,500 Iranian and more than 200 foreign reporters, photographers and video journalists today covering the events. 300 journalistic teams producing live pictures of the demonstrations for local Iranian TV channels across the country. Also, Japanese television networks, Germany's ZDF and the US's CBS channels also preparing for live coverage in Tehran's Azadi Square. Of course, the events here in Tehran have been made while a lot of comments were made by the various officials here in Iran, let's just refer to one of the important officials and one of the most significant comments which were made, and those were the comments by the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. He said that the Iranian nation's massive presence shows the popular revolutionary movement that achieved a victory more than three decades ago is still moving forward. The fact, he says, that we're seeing these huge, massive presence in the streets is showing that the revolutionary movement in Iran is still alive.